Anne-Marie Patkus-Cook runs a different kind of vet. As manager of East Village Animal Hospital in Kitchener, she manages the region's first and only not-for-profit veterinary clinic, which opened earlier this summer.
We are crazy busy already. As you can see, over the weekend we had 124 voicemails, 60-something emails. It's been crazy and wonderful.
It's the second of its kind to open in the province, with the original location in London. Both clinics offer traditional medical services and a spay and neuter clinic to low-income clients in southern Ontario, with some coming from as far as Toronto.
One of the most common emails I'm getting are, can we live outside of Kitchener-Waterloo? Can we come to your clinic? So we have people from the Toronto area, Kitchener area, you know, Waterloo area, but we're open to wherever they want to drive here from.
Clients simply provide proof of low income or social assistance and then receive access to medical care for their animals at a much lower price. Other veterinary clinics across the region are directing patients to East Village who may not otherwise be able to afford procedures or services. This includes many costs pet owners simply can't anticipate.
I had a client yesterday who unfortunately needed to euthanize their dog. Another vet clinic, actually called their regular vet clinic, called us, and their cost to euthanize the dog there, plus the private cremation, was going to be $725, and it was under $200 here.
Robert, he really caught her knapsack.
Needed a cat.
Yeah. Karen and John brought Miss Abby to the clinic. The three-year-old cat has a sore mouth, and they see East Village Animal Hospital as their best bet for making her feel better.
I think it's great. They're a part of your family.
Have you previously had instances where you couldn't afford to pay for certain things?
Definitely. In the past, you know what I mean? Because other things are a top priority, not that saying that she's not, but unfortunately that has to be put aside sometimes, you know?
When, you know, you're on a disability and so forth, and you're only getting that check at the end of the month, and this is in within the first week of the month, I mean, $200 is not easy to come by.
For those who struggle even more financially, there's a donation jar, which clients can use to take a microloan to cover their bill. For owner Dr. Martha Harding, pet ownership is something that shouldn't be limited to any set of individuals.
I think it's a right of everybody to have a pet, rather than it being a privilege or a luxury, and this is regardless of income. There is much data to show that low-income individuals are happier, our senior citizens stay more active, have shorter hospital stays, our neighbors with mental health disease, that they have fewer catastrophic events if there is a pet, a friend in the home. This is you know, the basis of our work, that everybody has the right to have a pet.
The goal is to expand the clinic and grow this model, spreading affordable pet care across Canada. It's something that matters deeply to Patkus-Cook.
It's important to have a clinic like this everywhere, not only Kitchener, but there is a huge population of people who just cannot afford to take their animals to another clinic because of the cost. They love their animals. They care about their animals. Their animals do so much for their own mental health, and they want to do what's right. And they are upset, they are stressed, they are worried because they can't afford to go somewhere else. It's very important.
Claire Bonnieman, CBC Radio, Kitchener.